Shalom to all. Today's office is your Shalom Rosh Hashanah Daf Beis. We are starting Aleph Amud Beis about four lines off of the bottom with the words of Blazer B'Shem Rechanina. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Mem Sarabas Biakam Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now the Mishnah had stated that the year of kings is counted from Nisan, and as we explained, that's Jewish kings. But what about Malchei Umas Ha'Olam, non-Jewish kings? So the Gemara tells Rav Blazer B'Shem Rechanina, Af Malchei Umas Ha'Olam Ein Min Elam Nisan. The year of reign of a non-Jewish king is also counted from Nisan, which again means, as we explained yesterday, that even if he was inaugurated, he was installed as king in the middle of the year, once Nisan comes, that's already considered the second year of his reign. Oh, what's right for this? So we have two different psukim regarding a non-Jewish king, Daryavesh. The first pasuk says, Bashishi b'shnas shtayim l'Daryavesh, in the sixth month, in the second year of Daryavesh's reign. Now the sixth month is Elul, because as we said yesterday, we always count months from Nisan. So we do Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz of Elul. Elul would be the sixth month. Then we have another pasuk that tells us, and pay attention to the gears, change, b'chodesh ha-tshiyi b'shnas shtayim l'Daryavesh, in the ninth month of the second year of Daryavesh's reign. Now the ninth month, again counting from Nisan, would be Kislev, and the Raya is as follows. If you want to tell me that the year of a non-Jewish king's reign is actually counted from Tishrei, which would be the beginning of the year, we know that's when classic Rosh Hashanah is, that's Tishrei, so if you want to say that that's when the year of reign of a non-Jewish king is counted from, so then Nemar b'tshiyi b'shnas shalosh, this second pasuk that we quoted, should really say that it was the ninth month in the third year of Daryavish's reign. Because right now we're assuming that these two psukim happened in the order that we just read them. So the pasuk which begins Bashishi, that's in Elul, and then the pasuk that says Chi, that's in Kislev, and we know that right after Elul is Tishrei. And so once again, if we're going to say that the year of a non-Jewish king's reign begins from Tishrei, so then really when the pasuk says Chi, it should say in the third year of his reign, not in the second year of his reign. It must be that the reign of a non-Jewish king starts Nisan. Therefore, everything makes sense. It begins in Nisan, which is the first month. 6 months later, we have this pasuk of Bashishi Bishnas Shtayim. That was the second year. And then 3 months after that, which is the ninth month, it says Shi Bishnas Shtayim. And everything works out great. However, Chefa Amar, Chefa's name of Namayra, he says, that's not a raya. Chi Namar Tchila. The second pasuk that we read, which discusses the ninth month, Kislev, that was actually said first. Elosh Ein Mokhtar Mokhtar Mokhtar. It's just that we don't have any particular order in the Torah. In other words, it could be that the count of a non-Jewish king begins Tishrei, and the Nevuah of Chi, which again is Kislev, was stated first, shortly after his second year began. Then, 9 months later, in Elul, which is the sixth month of the calendar year, that's the first Pasuk, that's when the second Nevuah took place, and again, even though these Pesukim would be out of order, that's not a big deal, in Moktar Mokhtar B'Torah. And we further discuss this, based on what Aleph on the top, Amar Rabbi Yehuda says, Ksev, the Pasuk tells us, V'atos and now you should pay attention to the following. From this day and on, before stone was placed on stone in the Heichal of Hashem. And the Navi Chagai, this is where it comes from, is telling the Yidin that right now you see that there's curse, there's klalo, me'era, the crops aren't turning out good, and that's just because the foundation hasn't yet been laid for the Beis HaMikdash. That's what it means, Miterim Sum Evin Al Evin Beheichal Hashem, stone hasn't been placed on stone yet. But when you begin rebuilding the second Beis HaMikdash, so then you're going to see a lot of bracha. So the question is, how do we understand this in the timeline? Bishishi Husad, in the sixth month, the Beis HaMikdash foundation was laid, as we have clearly in a different pasuk, and then Bichi Namar HaMikrazeh, in the ninth month, this pasuk was stated. Now obviously that would be problematic, because if in the sixth month they already began rebuilding the second Beis HaMikdash, how could it be that in the ninth month, which is 3 months after the sixth month, this pasuk is saying that the Beis HaMikdash hadn't yet started to be rebuilt? And therefore, says Rabbi Yonah, pay attention to the gears of changes we're going to have in Tamar, Loi Samu, if you want to say that they hadn't yet begun rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash when this pasuk was stated in the ninth month, Yoz Amar Chefa. Chefa said good, that Ein Mokhtar Mokhtar B'Tayra, and therefore this ninth month when this pasuk was said, the Beis HaMikdash actually wasn't started yet, the rebuilding hadn't began, and it was only about 9 months later, in the sixth month of the next year, that they began rebuilding it, so then everything is fine, it works out in the timeline. However, in Tamar Kvar Samu, that's the Girsa, if you want to say that they had already began rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash, then Lo Amar Chefa Klom, Chefa didn't say anything. And the way that we would be able to understand this is that it was already after they began rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash, and the Navi is reminding them, do you remember before you had began rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash, there was no bracha, there was klala, the crops weren't growing, and only afterwards the bracha came? In other words, it was just a reminder, and therefore Chefa would not have arrived his shita. And now going back to the discussion of when we count the year of reign of non-Jewish kings. So remember, Blazer said, that we count them from Nisan and not from Tishrei. And over here, now we're going to have a discussion regarding the beginning and the end of the Mabul and how old Noach was. And the assumption is that we're counting how old Noach was, not from when he was actually born, which is like a classic birthday, rather from a particular month, like a non-Jewish king. So also for Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak asks as follows. Vaksiv, the pasuk says regarding the Mabul, this is the pasuk telling us that the water dried up, meaning the Mabul was basically finished. So when was the Mabul finished? In the 601st year of Noach's life, on Nisan, Barishan Be'echad L'Chaydesh, that's the first month, the first of the month. And V'tani Allah, Baraisa was taught on this, Shnas HaMabul Eina Oilem Min HaMinyan, that the year of the Mabul doesn't count as a year of Noach's life. Since there's a year of Tsar and Tsara, it's just simply not counted as a year of Noach's life. So not only this, we have a technical issue. The pasuk says that the Mabul began when Noach was 600 years old, and the assumption is that he had already completed 600 years, which means he was in his 601st year of life when the Mabul started. And we know the Mabul began the 17th of Iyar, but then the pasuk we just read says that the waters dried in Nisan of the 601st year of his life, which obviously makes no sense, because how could it begin and end basically the same time? So this makes sense with the Braisa that the year of the Mabul simply wasn't counted, and this also fits if we count a king's years, which is also Noach's birthday, from Nisan. Noach turned 601, meaning he completed 600 years, so he turned 601 in Nisan. A month and 17 days later, the Mabul started. Just about a year later, the Mabul ended, and the pasuk says the Mabul ended in the 601st year of his life, and the only way, again, that makes sense is if we just simply don't count the Mabul as a year of his life, so that's perfectly fine. But if we're going to count a non-Jewish king's years from Tishrei, which means that Noach's birthday as well is counted from Tishrei, that means that the Mabul began when Noach was still in his 600th year, dahainu, he was 599 and a half. His birthday was about 4.5 months after the Mabul started, and then everything makes perfect sense that the Mabul ended when he was in his 601st year, and there's no need to say that the Mabul year doesn't count. So it seems to be pretty clear the reign of a non-Jewish king is counted from Nisan. However, says the Gemara, not a raya, tifter kribelezer, we could explain this like kribelezer, amr kribelezer holds, but Tishrei nivra olam, that the world was actually created in Tishrei, and therefore when the pasuk says the Mabul began in the second month, the 17th of the month, that's not referring to Iyar, it's referring to the 17th of Cheshvan, and therefore the entire count gets shifted, and that's how the Braisa makes sense, that the Shnas HaMabul ain't Oilem in HaMinyan, so this is not a question. However, based on top, we continue discussing this, Vaksiv, we have a pasuk that tells us, and pay attention to the gears of change, we're actually just going to flip around these psukim. It says in one pasuk, Vahiba Chodesh Kislev Shnas Esrim, it was in Kislev, the 20th year of this king's reign, if you're curious, his name was Artachshasta, and then we have another pasuk that says, Vahiba Chodesh Nisan Shnas Esrim, and if you're going to say that we count the year of a king's reign from Nisan, which is what we suggested at the beginning of today's Gemara, so in the second pasuk of Ahiba Chodesh Nisan is really the 21st year of the king's reign. Because if Kislev was the 20th year of the king's reign, the moment you hit a brand new Nisan, that's a brand new year, so it's the 21st year. Question on this man to Amar. Says the Gemara, no, Tifter Kribelezer, explaining Kribelezer, Kribelezer Amar, he holds, Kol Shana Shaloi Nechasula Shleshim Yoim Ein Mayin Nasa Shana Shlema, that any year that 30 days of it haven't passed yet is not yet counted as a new year. So even though the second pasuk of Yibuchadish Nisan Shnas Esrim was really in the 21st year of his reign, since a full month hadn't passed yet, it's counted as the 20th year of his reign, even though really is at the beginning of the 21st year of his reign. Ask the Gemara, how could you say that? Well, except the pasuk says, Yibuchadish Harishan B'shana Hashen is Be'echad L'chadish Hukam Mishkan, that it was in the first month, in the second year, in the first of the month, that's when the Mishkan was established, and it's referring to the years after leaving Mitzrayim. And in Tamer, if you want to explain this pasuk as telling us that Shana Shlishas he, really this is referring to the third year after leaving Mitzrayim, and that's when the Mishkan was established in Nisan. It's just that Al Yidei Shaloi Nechasu Shleishim Yoim, since 30 days of that year hadn't passed yet, Ein Mayin Nasa Shana Shleima, that's why it's not counted as a full year, and that's why the pasuk says it was in the second year, but again, it was really at the beginning of the third year of leaving Mitzrayim. That can't be, because V'ksiv, the pasuk says very clearly, V'hi B'shana HaShenis B'chaydesh HaSheni B'Ezra M'chaydesh, it was in the second year, in the second month, the 20th of the month, and that's talking about when the Anon lifted from on top of the Mishkan, and here the pasuk is clearly telling us that we're in the second year, and v'ha is b'shasa chamshin yoimin, in this year there was already 50 days that had passed, because we're talking about the second month on the 20th of the month, so that's 50 days into the year already, and v'ein mayin oisa shana shlema, you're not counting it as a full year, meaning how could you say that we're going with shitas Reb Elezer, that if we're still within the first 30 days of the year, we count it as if it's the previous year, even though it's the beginning of the brand new year. Well, our issue with that is that now that we have the Anon lifting off of the Mishkan 50 days into the year, and it's still counting it as the second year, so the sheet of Reb Lezer doesn't exactly fit. And says the Gemara, Hadamin Tesavtet Rav Yitzchak De'inin Kashon, this is actually one of the questions of Rav Yitzchak that we have that does not have an answer to it. Now finally, the Gemara comes to the bottom line of what we had mentioned in the Mishnah already, Bein Kamanda Arme Nisan Mainin, Bein Kamanda Arme Tishrei Mainin, Ma Beinehain, whether we're going according to the Manda Amar, that we count the king's year from Nisan, or we count it from Tishrei, what's a nafgamina? Practically, what does it make a difference when we count the year of the king's reign from? Who really cares? How does it have a real effect on our daily life? So Amar Yain, he answers, Shtarus Yetzis Beinehain, it has to do with a shtar. When they would write their shtarus, when they would write their legal documents, they would date it based off of the year of the king's reign. So here we have a real nafgamina. Love and milve be'er. Let's say a fellow borrowed money in er. The kasav ba shana shni lamalchus, and it was written in the shtar that it was the second year of the king's reign. And then machar mechira b'mar cheshvan, he sold one of his fields in cheshvan v'kasav ba shni lamalchus, and it was written on that shtar. It was the second year of the king's reign. And the only information we have in front of us are these two shtaros. I wouldn't know what happened first. Did the loan take place first, and then the sale of property, or vice versa? And this makes a very big difference because we know that when a person borrows money, let's say Reuven borrows money from Shimon, so all properties that Reuven owns at the time of the loan are meshubed, they're now on lien to pay back that loan. So for example, if Reuven owns a piece of property that's worth $100 and he borrows $100, so now that piece of property has to be used to pay back the loan if he doesn't have $100 in his pocket when the time comes to repay it. And even if Reuven had subsequently sold that piece of property to, let's say, Levi, that doesn't make a difference, since at the time when Reuven borrowed the money from Shimon, that piece of property was in his possession. Shimon has a lien on that property, and he can now go to Levi, the lekuach, the one who had bought it, and take it away from him as collection for the loan, and he can show the shtar and say, look, I have a shtar that I lent money to Reuven before he sold you the property, so really it was meshubed to me before you had bought it. But obviously, if Reuven had sold the property to Levi before he borrowed money from Shimon, so that property is not meshubed to Shimon's loan, and so here we could see really makes a difference when the year of the king's reign is determined from. Says the Gemara, Manda Arum Nisan Mainin Milva Kadma. According to the one that we count the year of the king's reign from Nisan, so in this situation, the halva, the loan, took place first because Nisan is before Cheshvan. Whereas Manda Arum Tishrei Mainin, but according to the Manda Amar that we count from Tishrei, so Mechira Kadma, the Mechira took place first because the Mechira took place in Cheshvan. So we count Tishrei, then Cheshvan. So the sale of the property took place in Cheshvan, and then we count the number of months later, Kislev Teves Shvat Adar Nisan, and only then the halva took place, and so there would be no shibud on the property. So actually, it does make a real nafkamino when we count the year of the king's reign. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow. Continue to discuss this in detail. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.